Okay. My name is Ole Johansson, and I have to actually admit that I'm one of those C coders. I've been coding C for 25 years, projects like Asterisk and now Camelio. Camelio is 25 years old. We've been having a makefile system for very long time, and recently we tried to convert that into CMake. I wasn't part of that story, but during that transition, we realized that no one understood the makefile system either. It has lived its own life, but I quite often use Camelio as an example of stuff that's really, really hard to automate making C-bombs of, or S-bombs of. But I'm not here to talk about Camelio. I can do that if anyone asks. How many here are active in SPDX? Great. OWASP Cyclone DX. Wow. Or CVG. Those of you that didn't raise hands, you belong to me. I need you, right? So I'm going to talk a little bit. I have too many slides, so don't worry about that. I'm going to skip a few because you already know. We had so many good speakers here. But we have a problem. That is, I was in a seminar a few years ago in Sweden and in the automotive industry, and they describe how they work with the supply chain and S-bombs, and I tried to figure out how did they get the S-bombs. And when I asked three times, they said, well, we log into this portal, right-hand click, download, save, and then we go to our system, click, 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 upload. From all vendors? Now we're getting an email, and we're getting... We can't have it that way. We need automation, especially with stuff like VEX files that for complex systems will have to change almost every day. So I started looking if anyone was targeting this problem. I've been acting in IETF, I've been writing protocols, I worked with real-time communication. I know how to send data 50 packets a second, right? SIP and real-time communication. We send a lot of packets in real time. And I didn't find anyone. And I spoke with Cyclone DX, and they said, well, look at the Bomb Exchange API, a very old and sleeping project, but they had a very cool logotype, the koala. He's nice. So Project Koala got new life. Why a koala? Well, when they started this, they discussed, oh, we need a nice animal, very much like the O'Reilly books. So that's why. We are creating the Transparency Exchange API called T. I never drink coffee, so I love it. So that's koala drinking